USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 400,000 people in the United States have contracted the coronavirus. As of late yesterday's public health briefing at the White House, the death toll closing in on 13,000. New York remains the epicenter in the country with more than 139,000 cases there, although Governor Andrew Cuomo says things seem to be easing a bit. At yesterday's White House briefing, Vice President Mike Pence said,
despite the increase in losses, as Governor Cuomo articulated today, hospital admissions continue to decline.
Paper census forms are to go out today to homes that have not filled out their online questionnaire. The Census Bureau is sending paper forms to more than 65.5 million homes. People started getting notices in the mail a month ago telling them they should respond online or by phone. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.